Let me tell you a secret about the environment. Leela the fox was resting outside her den at the Merlin City rubbish dump. It was early morning, and the sun was rising. Suddenly, she heard a faint sound. She pricked up her ears. What could it be? A bird? No. Then she heard it again. It seemed to be coming from a cupboard someone had thrown away, quite close to her. Leela tiptoed towards it. The cupboard door opened slightly, and out came a small foot, wearing a shoe. Then came a leg. What's going on? Leela wondered. Then out of the cupboard stepped a small boy. He looked lost, and the fox felt sorry for him.
Hello, I'm Leela, she said. Who are you?
I'm Tom, said the boy. I fell asleep in this cupboard. And then, where am I?
You're at the Merlin City rubbish dump, said Leela.
The dump? Said Tom, puzzled and looking all around. Oh no, my mum must be worried sick. How am I going to find my way home?
Leela smiled at him with her big brown eyes.
I'll help you, she said gently.
Then she looked at the cupboard.
That's a nice cupboard, she said. Why did your parents throw it away?
My mum said it wasn't modern enough, so Dad bought a new one. But I like the old one. It makes a cosy den, and I wanted to curl up in it just once more. I must have fallen asleep, and now they've thrown me away too.
Human grown-ups are a bit weird, aren't they? Said Leela.
She lifted a paw and pointed in the direction of Merlin City. In the air above the city hung a grey blanket of smoke.
You see all that horrible smoke? That comes from the factories where human beings make things. Too many useless things that soon get thrown away. Why do they do it? I wish they would stop.
There were tears in Leela's eyes. Tom sat down next to her, and she snuggled up against him. He could feel her heart beating.
How can Merlin City breathe with all that dirt in the air? Said Leela. And just smell the water in this stream. Yuck! It's like hundreds of rotting fish. What happened to the lovely scent of the wild flowers? I'm scared of what's happening, Tom.
Foxes are sensitive animals, and what's more, they're always right. Leela stood up.
Come on, she said. Let's go and find your mum.
All around the dump was a tall wire fence. Leela led the way to a small hole in the fence. They were just going to crawl through it when the fox sensed danger.
Watch out!
She yelled, but it was too late. The man who looked after the dump was standing there. Leela dived for cover behind an old washing machine. Tom tried to follow her, but tripped. A strong pair of hands gripped him by the arms and lifted him up.
"What are you doing here, you little pest?" roared the man. "Can't you see the sign? It says, 'Keep out, strictly private.'"
His face was red, and he looked very angry.
I got thrown away with the rubbish, said Tom. I've got to find my mum. She must be very worried about me.
The man put Tom down. Then he sat on the old washing machine and looked at the boy kindly with sadness in his eyes.
Don't tell me they've even started throwing away children, he said.
No, it was an accident, answered Tom. I fell asleep in the cupboard. Honest, then my friend the fox found me.
Leela came out from her hiding place.
Hello, she said. You look upset. What's the matter?
The man was lost in thought for a moment. Then he said,
Listen, I've got something very important to tell you. Something that matters to the whole world. It's a big secret, but because it's so important, I want you to tell everybody. Everybody. Do you promise?
Oh, yes, yes,
answered Leela and Tom. They sat looking at the man, wondering what he had to say. The man took a deep breath and began.
If people aren't careful about what they throw away, then the water, the air, and the ground will become so polluted that we don't... If people aren't careful about what they throw away, then the water, the air, and the ground will become so polluted that we won't be able to go on living.
That can't be true, said Tom.
Oh, yes it is, said the man. People throw all sorts of things away. Machines, bottles of medicine, pots of paint, anything. And they get rid of their rubbish any old how. But the rubbish has lots of poisonous stuff in it. Very dangerous stuff. And those poisons get into the soil where our food grows, the air we breathe, the water we drink. We're gradually... He stopped, unable to say the terrible word.
You mean we're gradually killing ourselves?
Asked Tom. The man nodded. If we don't do something about it, that's what could happen. We all have to change our ways before it's too late. For a minute or two, nobody spoke. Leela could hardly believe her ears. Tom just sat there, frowning. Then the man went on. If we want to be healthy, we must have a healthy planet. If the Earth gets sick, we all get sick.
Yes, I see, said Tom. But, oh, if only my mum knew that.
The man looked up at the sky. His hands were trembling. There's another secret I want to tell you, he said. A very important, hidden secret. Something terrible is happening high above us, way up in the sky. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't touch it. But it's happening, and it's very worrying.
What is it?
Asked Tom and Leela. All around the earth, way up in the sky, there's a layer of gas. It's a gas called ozone. It's very important to us. It lets in the good sunlight and keeps out most of the bad sunlight, the harmful rays that could otherwise make us terribly ill. The ozone layer protects us from those rays. But the trouble is, we're damaging the ozone layer. We're using too many spray cans with stuff in them that destroys ozone. So now the ozone layer has got a hole in it.
A hole? Said Tom, worried.
Yes. If we don't stop using those spray cans, the hole will get bigger and bigger, and we'll end up getting lots of harmful rays of sunshine. Leela frowned. Tom thought hard, staring up at the clouds. The man who looked after the dump was standing there. Leela dived for cover behind an old washing machine. Tom tried to follow her, but tripped. A strong pair of hands gripped him by the arms and lifted him up.
"What are you doing here, you little pest?" roared the man. "Can't you see the sign? It says, Keep Out, Strictly Private."
His face was red, and he looked very angry.
I got thrown away with the rubbish, said Tom. I've got to find my mum. She must be very worried about me.
The man put Tom down. Then he sat on the old washing machine and looked at the boy kindly with sadness in his eyes.
Don't tell me they've even started throwing away children, he said.
No, it was an accident, answered Tom. I fell asleep in the cupboard. Honest, then my friend the fox found me.
Leela came out from her hiding place.
Hello, she said. You look upset. What's the matter?
The man was lost in thought for a moment. Then he said, Listen, I've got something very important to tell you. Something that matters to the whole world. It's a big secret, but because it's so important, I want you to tell everybody. Everybody. Do you promise?
Oh, yes, yes,
answered Leela and Tom. They sat looking at the man, wondering what he had to say. The man took a deep breath and began. If people aren't careful about what they throw away, then the water, the air, and the ground will become so polluted that we won't be able to go on living.
That can't be true, said Tom.
Oh, yes it is, said the man. People throw all sorts of things away. Machines, bottles of medicine, pots of paint, anything. and they get rid of their rubbish any old how. But the rubbish has lots of poisonous stuff in it, very dangerous stuff. And those poisons get into the soil where our food grows, the air we breathe, the water we drink. We're gradually... He stopped, unable to say the terrible word.
You mean we're gradually killing ourselves?
Asked Tom. The man nodded. If we don't do something about it, that's what could happen. We all have to change our ways before it's too late. For a minute or two, nobody spoke. Leela could hardly believe her ears. Tom just sat there, frowning. Then the man went on. If we want to be healthy, we must have a healthy planet. If the Earth gets sick, we all get sick.
Yes, I see, said Tom. But, oh, if only my mum knew that.
The man looked up at the sky. His hands were trembling. There's another secret I want to tell you, he said. A very important, hidden secret. Something terrible is happening high above us, way up in the sky. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't touch it. But it's happening, and it's very worrying.
What is it?
Asked Tom and Leela. All around the earth, way up in the sky, there's a layer of gas. It's a gas called ozone. It's very important to us. It lets in the good sunlight and keeps out most of the bad sunlight, the harmful rays that could otherwise make us terribly ill. The ozone layer protects us from those rays. But the trouble is, we're damaging the ozone layer. We're using too many spray cans with stuff in them that destroys ozone. So now the ozone layer has got a hole in it.
A hole?
Said Tom, worried. Yes. If we don't stop using those spray cans, the hole will get bigger and bigger, and we'll end up getting lots of harmful rays of sunshine. Leela frowned. Tom thought hard, staring up at the clouds. Suddenly he said,
Right, I'm going home to Mum.
Wait, said the man. I've got one more secret to tell you.
No, no, I've had enough, shouted Leela. Your secrets are scaring us to death. We want to hear about nice things, flowers and pretty things like that.
The man stood up. Oh, dear, he said. I thought you were old enough to hear some serious secrets. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Oh, well. He picked up a stone and threw it into a big puddle. It made a splash. Leela looked at Tom and said, almost in a whisper,
Perhaps we'd better hear the last secret?
Yes, all right, said Tom.
Okay, I will listen to the secret. I want to hear it, because I want to know everything. But please, hurry up.
The man put his hand on Tom's shoulder and said, You'll have to be brave to hear this one.
But I am brave.
Tom shouted.
Me too,
barked Leela. Right, said the man. Here's the third secret. By burning oil and gas and petrol, we're sending too much pollution up into the air, and the pollution is surrounding the whole earth. It's like a greenhouse. It stops heat escaping from the earth into space, so our planet is gradually heating up.
So we won't get so cold in winter, said Leela, looking pleased.
Maybe not, said the man. But it will also cause terrible storms. And think about the huge amounts of ice and snow at the North Pole and South Pole. If it melts and runs into the sea will rise and whole countries could be drowned. It's very serious.
Then we must break open the greenhouse and let the heat out, said Tom. We must stop burning all the oil and gas and petrol.
You're right, said the man.
But that's impossible, exclaimed Leela. You can't ask humans to stop driving cars, and they need all those factories. Oh, dear.
No, answered Tom. I'm not standing for that. There has to be a way. We'll have to think up new ways of running factories. When I grow up, I'm going to invent those new things. I'll invent a car engine that doesn't need petrol, and heating for houses that doesn't need gas or oil. Tomorrow, I'll go to school by bike. I'll...
Vroom!
Tom's voice was suddenly drowned by the roar of a car racing into the dump at top speed and screeching to a halt in a cloud of dust. Two people jumped out, and two pairs of panic-stricken eyes peered through the dust cloud.
"Tom! Tom! Where are you? It's Mummy, darling!"
"Tom! Tom! It's us! It's Daddy!"
"Oh, Daddy! Mummy! I'm here!"
And Tom rushed into his mother's arms. His dad could hardly speak for joy.
"Mummy, Daddy, I want you to meet my friends."
"Friends?"
"Yes, Leela and the man. They've been looking after me. They're over there."
Tom turned round, but Leela and the man were nowhere to be seen.
"But they were there,"
said Tom.
"Leela and I, we..."
"Leela?"
"Yes, Leela the fox. And the man who looks after the dump. Where can they have gone?"
"There's nobody here," said Tom's dad. "Your imagination again."
"But..."
"Let's go home," said his mum. Tom put his arms round his dad's neck and whispered something in his ear. His dad smiled.
"All right," he said.
A few minutes later they were driving along the road to Merlin City, and on the car roof was Tom's favourite cupboard. Standing right at the top of the rubbish dump, Leela sadly watched them go. She felt she had just lost a friend.
"Cheer up, Leela," said the man.
"Tom had to leave us. He's got an important job to do now."
"Yes, a very important job," agreed Leela.
As the rubbish dump disappeared from view, Tom looked out of the car window and stared up at the sky.
"Dad, Mum, do you want to know 3 secrets?"
he asked. "3 secrets? Go on, Tom. We're listening."